Dago Shellen is an academic, a filmmaker, and musician that currently lives in Marburg, Germany. Passionate about making movies, he also focused his academic work on researching representation of vision and blindness in film. And lately, he's been coordinating a filmmaking workshop for blind and low vision students. Their latest short film has been successful in earning a spot at a festival, and Dago is here on the line to tell us a little bit more. A warm welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Dago.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for having me. Regards here all the way from Marburg, Germany.
It is so exciting to hear. The film is being shown, if I'm correct, this Saturday. So could you tell us a little bit more about it, please?
Sure. This is a film that was written, produced, and also acted with a group of blind and visually impaired students here from a school here in Marburg. Marburg is kind of famous for being a city for the blind. There's a school from fifth grade till you're entering the university, specifically for people with visual impairment and blindness. And since I've done some research in the area of blindness and film, I thought of trying out, and since I'm also a filmmaker, I thought, hey, why not try to make a film? I talked to the principal of the school and said, hey, could you give me your best students, hardworking students for a film workshop, and let's see what happens. And I got four students from the age of 14 until 19. And we sat down for a whole week, very intensive, talking, experimenting, trying to translate visual grammar into tactile, to talk about film, how film works, what's the role of the camera and audio and everything. And I have to say, the film came out really, really interesting. In my humble opinion, a very good quality. The story is funny. The film is called, in German it's called Sehbehinderung für Anfänger. That's visual impairment for beginners. And it's a short film, and it basically shows a funny moment of what could happen if somebody is walking in the city and is blind and is not sure what's in front of them. Yeah, so on Saturday, the film will be shown at the 20th Freiburger Schülerfilmforum. That's a student film festival. I'm looking forward to watching it and listening to it on a large screen.
And how did you find the process of working with vision impaired, I guess, young filmmakers? Did it make you consider filmmaking from angles that you never would have thought of otherwise?
Yes, I should also say that just one of the participants was actually born blind. And the three others each had a different kind of visual impairment. So what I found interesting was the fact that these four students, they were really sharp in coming up with a story that has a punchline, that is cyclical, something that starts and ends at the same place. And they were really successful at doing this. I also found interesting that, especially for Moritz Drum, he's the participant who is born blind. We try to translate angles that the camera films using Lego and little IKEA photo frames, so as to show if you're filming from this angle. And then we had a little, like a Playmobil, a little a little camera man holding a little camera and the photo frame in front of him. And this area, whatever's in the photo frame, is visible. This is what people will see. Whatever's outside the frame, you won't be able to see. I've never thought of doing this with my sighted students. So this was a very interesting topic to talk about. Also, what you see and what you don't see. So you see it from one angle, and then you don't see the other person who is talking. But then you flip the camera to the other side, and suddenly the frame, the IKEA frame, flips to the other side as well. And suddenly you see the other person's face. So this was helpful in planning the shots. Okay, we want a wider lens. So this is equivalent to a very big photo frame. Okay, we're gonna do a close-up shot. So this is as if we have a very, very small frame and very near the body part or whatever you're filming in a close-up.
So could you tell us a little bit more about the school and the students that took part in the workshop and helped create this short film?
Yes, this film project was made in the school here in Marburg. The name of the school is Karl-Strehl-Schule. And this Karl-Strehl-Schule is within a bigger institution, which is commonly known as Blista. And Blista is an institution that specializes for over 100 years in everything that has to do with education and professional training for people with visual impairment or blindness. And the students who were part of this project, these are the pioneers, are Sara Samadi. I think she was the youngest one in the group. Then Matilda Bork, great actress, very, very funny in the movie. Moritz Drum, with whom I talked a lot of English, since my German got rusty sometimes. My German's a little rusty. And the fourth participant, Sasha Pasch. These are the Fab Four of the film. So I'm really proud of them.
So how did the students find the workshops? Do you think you've inspired them to maybe consider a career in filmmaking?
That's a good question. For this, I would have to have one of them talk to you. Maybe we can arrange this.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. So it's been more than a year now since we've made the film. And because of Corona and everything, and it wasn't many festivals got canceled. And I must say also that this is the second festival that in which the film takes part in. A couple of months ago, it was in a film festival, Open Eyes Film Festival was the name. And everybody present at the film festival had the opportunity to watch all of the short films in the program with audio description. And the special thing about our film was that you have to watch it with audio description while you're watching it. It's the only, and the audio description voice sort of has a personality. It's part of the story. It's integrated into the story. But when the filmmakers talked about what they did with the film, I felt they were really proud of it. And we also have planned some more of these experiences. We at the school, we also made a film with younger kids who are 11 and 12 years old, and a different level of complexity then. I think the good feeling that it gives, that it gave to the participants, is that of, wow, I created something out of, well, virtually nothing. There was nothing first, and then now there's something. And it's beautiful, and it will stay. It's that feeling of group accomplishment. So we all did this together. Filmmaking is always a good experience, and especially if you have low vision, a person who is blind, who can't see his own film, created something visual. And I know for a fact that people who are blind and work with video, they have a very interesting feedback from their creations, from people around them who see what they've done. And it's it requires, I think, some faith. It also requires a group of people around you. If you take blindness out of the equation, the things are the same. The difficulties are, there are always difficulties, and there are always ways to get around these difficulties. Yeah, I think they're really proud of their work, and I do think they're inspired. They got inspired by it.
So if we're listening to you talk about this movie and we're thinking, oh my gosh, that sounds really interesting, I know a little bit of German, I would love to watch it, can we do it online? Can we see the short film online anywhere?
While a film is running, doing its festival rounds, the rule is that it can't be open for the public, right? It has to be exclusive for festivals. Then it runs for 2 years until it can officially be shown to anybody. So maybe we can talk again on Christmas and I'll put the link out.
That's brilliant. Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely catch up. But for now, I guess it's been so lovely chatting with you, Dago. I wish you all the best at the festival on Saturday. And we'll catch up again soon on RNAB Connect Radio.
Thank you. And thank you for the chance to talk. I'm really excited for the 20th Freiburger Schülerfilm Forum. Thank you so much.